Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, February 4th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. On Tuesday, we advised you that due to United Airlines profits exceeding $10 million for the year 2010, our contractual profit-sharing program was triggered. Section 5J of our contract pays out when adjusted pre-tax earnings at United Airlines reaches this benchmark. 15% of United's adjusted pre-tax earnings forms a pool that is distributed pro rata to all employees. All flight attendants will receive a distribution from the cash pool based on her or his considered earnings in the year the profit is achieved. The amount due to flight attendants equals about 5.9% of considered earnings. We have confirmed that the payment will be made on Monday, February 14, 2011. The payment will be deposited to 401k accounts for those eligible for the tax-deferred accounts and is expected to be viewable in your account by February 14, 2011. Be sure you know how you wish for that payment to be applied to specific investments within your 401k plan. If you wish to make any changes to how this payment will be invested within your individual 401k account, you should log on to the Fidelity website, available through the Useful Websites section of our webpage, and make your selection prior to 1600 hours Eastern Standard Time on February 11th to make these changes. You may also call Fidelity at 1-800-245-9034. In July of 2006, we were also successful in achieving a similar type program in the United Kingdom called the UK Stakeholder Plan. This plan has features that are very similar to the U.S. 401k plan, and members eligible for the U.K. plan will have their profit sharing directed into this account. United anticipates there may be a delay of several days beyond February 14th in the receipt of profit sharing awards for the internationally based flight attendants only at Frankfurt and Narita, who received their awards through the normal payroll process. Every 3 years, we elect our local representatives. You elect your local AFA CWA officers, including your local president, vice president, secretary, and council representatives. It is that time once again in certain locations. The election process takes place with two different ballots. First, there is a nomination process that is open to any member in good standing. Any member in the local council who receives at least two nominations for a local council, local officer position, also submits a willingness to serve in that position and have their name included on the election ballot. The election ballot is then mailed to each member of the council, and the candidate with the most votes wins the election. The election process for each local council takes about 3 to 4 months to complete. Local council election cycles have begun in New York, Council 5, Los Angeles, Council 12, Las Vegas, Council 25, and Narita, Council 38, for a new 3-year term beginning July 1, 2011. The nomination process has concluded in each of these locations. Polls open in Narita on January 11th and will close February 28th. For Las Vegas, polls will open on February 28th, closing March 21st. And for New York and Los Angeles, polls will open on March 2nd and close March 23rd. If you belong to one of these councils and have difficulty retrieving your voting credentials, contact the membership department at the AFA International office at 1-800-424-2401, extension 706, or contact your local council president. This union belongs to each one of us, and one of the ways we make it work is through the participation in our local council elections to build our union as it was meant to be, from the ground up. Elections are not the only time that you can choose to volunteer your time to your union. Local councils are also always looking for volunteers to help in a variety of committees. Remember, unions are not separate from the workers they represent. We are the union. If you belong to one of the local councils currently conducting elections, be sure to exercise your right to elect a flying partner who you believe will best represent you. Next Friday in New York, our negotiating committee and representatives from our United Master Executive Council, the MEC, will be continuing our merger and negotiations town hall meetings. The meetings will continue in Frankfurt on February 16th, London February 17th, Narita February 23rd, and conclude in Hong Kong on February 24th. These meetings provide an excellent opportunity to receive a comprehensive update on the status of our Section 6 negotiations, get information on the merger, and discuss our recent filing with the National Mediation Board, the NMB, for determination of Single Transportation System, the STS, which will lead to a representation election. If you are able to attend, this is well worth your time. Not only will you be given an opportunity to ask questions of our negotiating committee and representatives of the United Master Executive Council, but you will also be able to provide your valuable feedback. Check our website for times and locations. As reported on Tuesday, this week the Senate has been debating the FAA reauthorization bill that contains several provisions advanced by AFA to improve our safety and health on board the aircraft. This is the third congressional session in which the FAA reauthorization bill has been debated, resulting in a series of extensions and delays in implementing OSHA protections for flight attendants. Unfortunately, Senator Rand Paul, a Republican of Kentucky, has introduced an amendment to remove these protections for flight attendants and passengers from the bill. It is imperative that starting Monday morning, you call both of your senators every day next week until the bill passes and tell them these important provisions must be included for the safety and health of hardworking flight attendants and to oppose Senator Rand Paul's Amendment 18 to Senate Bill 223. Our elected officials on the Hill must know that for too long, flight attendants have been denied important workplace protections afforded to other workers across the country. For a suggested script and contact information for your local officials, refer to our website. Thank you for the calls you made this week, and please do continue them Monday morning. We will keep you updated as this bill continues through the legislative process. Stay tuned. Due to enhanced security requirements, earlier this year, all eligible travelers who wish to travel to the United States under the Visa Waiver Program were required to apply for authorization and pay a fee, which provided the individual with approval to travel to the United States. The Department of Homeland Security provides an Internet-based electronic system for travel authorization, known as ESTA, to screen Visa Waiver Program, VWP, applicants prior to traveling to the United States. In most instances, ESTA applicants will receive real-time notification on the disposition of their application to travel to the United States. Applicants denied an ESTA will be advised to apply for a visa at the nearest U.S. consulate or embassy. An article entitled Information Regarding Changes to the ESTA Requirements for Deadheading Flight Attendants communicated in the January 28, 2011 edition of Onboard Updates was written in a manner that warrants clarification. Deadheading flight attendants who are citizens and eligible nationals of countries that belong to the Visa Waiver Program, the VWP, are now required to register for ESTA. Some important points to keep in mind. All travelers in the Visa Waiver Program are required to obtain a travel authorization via the ESTA program prior to traveling to the United States. The process to obtain travel authorization via the ESTA program can be initiated at any time, thus a deadhead assignment is not necessary in order to gain authorization. ESTA requirements apply to all crew members, including deadheading flight attendants who are citizens and eligible nationals of Visa Waiver Program countries, even when listed on the General Declaration document during their travel to the United States. This is a one-time process that must be renewed every 2 years. The current cost, which is subject to change, is $14 and is reimbursable by United Airlines. Individuals who hold a resident alien card, regardless of where they are living, are not required to submit an application for ESTA. If you have any questions or are uncertain as to whether this applies to you, check with your supervisor. The holiday point credit for those who achieve perfect attendance from December 18, 2010 through January 5, 2011 has been placed in the work history for each person who qualified. When checking your work history, 2011 credit earned should be found under the heading of Attendance Bonus Point. If an additional point was earned the previous year for perfect attendance, 2010 credit earned should also be found under the Attendance Bonus Point heading in your work history. If that first point was already used, 2010 bonus credit used should be displayed. Please take a moment to ensure your bonus points are correctly reflected in your work history if you had perfect attendance during the holiday period. In support of their efforts to negotiate a single contract to benefit all U.S. Airways flight attendants, the AFA-U.S. Airways Joint Negotiating Committee is calling for simultaneous actions on February 17th at all of the airline's domiciles to demonstrate to management that U.S. Airways flight attendants are united in seeking a fair contract. Over at American Airlines, flight attendants represented by the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, the APFA, will be picketing and leafleting at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, targeting air travelers to and from the Super Bowl this weekend. Today through Monday, February 7th, passengers heading to and from the Super Bowl will learn more about American Flight Attendants Airline labor dispute when they are handed informational flyers by members of APFA and other respective unions at American and pass by picket signs and mobile billboards from the Dallas airport. We encourage the participation of all AFA members, and we ask you to join with our fellow crew members at U.S. Airways and American. Let management know that flight attendants are unified. We are all standing together for contract improvements that reflect the valuable contributions we make to our airlines. If you are in the area, plan to join the U.S. Airways Flight Attendants System-Wide Day of Action Thursday, February 17, 2011 at 0900 in Phoenix or 1100 hours in Charlotte, Washington National, or Philadelphia. Or American Airlines flight attendants at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport today through Monday as we stand in solidarity for the contract improvements we have earned. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.